Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. I am honored to be here this morning with a topic titled, Who Are You? But before I get started, I would like to allow a little bit of time for our audience to chime in once I see that a few that are expected to be on are here, then I will go ahead and start the show. Before we get started, I wanted to give you all some information that I hadn't done in a long time, but I would like to announce that I do have an online store called Selfless Love Essentials, and it's selflessloveessentials.com. There you can find T-shirts, Selfless Love T-shirts, and, some designer tennis shoes that we have available, which are Selfless Collection, and the Active Beat Collection, which is my husband's heart health designer shoe wear in his honor. I also have published work, so I do have a few books that you can go on Amazon and purchase. One is titled Free from Silence, which is an anthology with 12 amazing authors, one being myself, and also Selfless Love Lessons, which is a self-guided journal, and it gives you 8 lessons of selfless love for you, yourself, and you can also use that to analyze your relationship. I have a book out, and it's a journal book as well, and it's called Why I Love You. And Why I Love You is a love book, so it's about a relationship. It's a journal, again, that you can use in your relationships. You and your spouse can have one. And also, like, if you're doing any type of ministries, relationship ministries, or anything like that, these are resourceful journal books that you can obtain as well. Another aspect is the Selfless Love Talk Show. And I am honored to be the host of this show. It is growing, and I'm grateful in that. I welcome guests to come on. If you're a new author, if you have a ministry, a business, any of that, an artist, anything that you're doing, restaurants, we welcome you here on this platform to share with our listening audience so that we can support each other, because this is what it's all about. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with Who Are You, which is the topic for today. And feel free at any time, you know, if you have a question for me in reference to who are you, it's okay to ask questions. This is a dialogue. I'm really starting to stick to topics like this because I would like for us all to grow. And one of my gifts is to be an encourager, right? So I am a life coach, relationships and personal development. And I believe that I'm going to be using more of this platform to go ahead and dive into some of the important topics that we all need to really reflect, process, and ponder on so that we can grow. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. So the first thing I wanted to say to everyone is welcome. Welcome to the show. If you are not going to be speaking, please mute your phone in the background, because I'm going to put everyone on live so that way if somebody wants to discuss or say anything, they're able to do so, okay? So that's one of the things that I wanted to do before we get started. And I'm going to take you all, this is one of my favorite scriptures, okay? So I am reading out of the Bible, okay? I'm going to go and do Jeremiah 29:11. And this scripture for me allowed me through over the years, like probably about maybe 7 years, it has been one of my spiritual guides to remember and reflect on. And so I thought it would be appropriate to go ahead and share that with you all, and then we can get started, okay? So Jeremiah 29:11, and I also want to reiterate on this before we get started as well. I do understand that not everybody, is a Christian, or no, there's people who lack in faith or don't know God for themselves, and you are all welcome here. My goal is to bring to you the light and, you know, what has allowed me to grow and to overcome a lot of the difficulties in life that we face, and mine was having a relationship with the Lord, okay? So I bring this on this platform because this is appropriate for me, and it will help you all who is open and willing to receive, all right? So Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hear it unto you. And that is the basis of one of the most powerful verses or scriptures that I have been able to read. And I keep that with me as a reminder that, you know, God knows the plans that he has for us. He knows our future, right? And he also has an expected end for us all. He said, but if you will come to me, seek me, pray to me, I will hear you. And so as we dive in, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalms 139:1. Lord, you have seen what is in my heart. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know what I'm thinking, even though you are far away. So when I say, who are you? I want us to start trying to reflect daily on not who we are in the world, right? Not being a mother, a sister, a daughter, a grandma, a aunt, okay, a businesswoman, a manager, a CEO, a CFO. Those are all titles, a wife. Those are all titles that we are given. They are gifts, right? But the internal gift is the gift that God had when he created us. God had already knew who we were, okay? And so I want to read, where is that? Okay, so you are God's anointed. We are God's anointed. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nation. That's Jeremiah 1:5. As we go through the scripture, we will find that God says exactly who we are in him. But we have to seek and be willing to understand, right? Open ourselves up and seek God for ourselves so that we can start to see exactly who we are in him. So if someone asks me, Chanel, who are you? Who are you? I wouldn't have had the same answer that I'm getting ready to give you all today, years ago, because I did not understand. It took for me to have to seek God for myself, to pray, to open myself up so that I can allow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that's in all of us, to come forth, right? And that took for me to move myself out the way. I had to move the Chanel, the mom, the wife, the auntie, the sister, you know, the daughter. I had to move all of that out the way, the having the titles, so that I can actually see myself and say, okay, who is this person? And I'm growing into this person, but these were the steps I had to take to even be able to open myself up. So if I was asked today, Chanel, who are you? Say, I am the daughter of the I Am. I was wonderfully and beautifully made. Okay, I am a warrior for Christ. I am a life changer. I'm a change agent for God, meaning that a change agent for me means to go out and spread who God is, what he has done for me. How did I get over, like, how did I overcome all the tests and the trials of life? It took me having a relationship with the Lord and being able to accept what he was showing me and telling me that I am and who I am in him. Because if I did not do that, I would not be, I would still be living by titles. I would still be living by what the world sees me as. But now that I know who God sees me as, I'm able to stand. I'm able to walk boldly in that. Nobody can tell me what flaws or weaknesses or anything that they see in me, because God told me who I am, and I am strong. I am courageous. I am beautiful. I am a warrior. Okay. I am blessed. I am talented. I am highly favored. That is who I am. And so I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, I'm going to touch on another scripture, okay? And this is from John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We became his children. Okay? And in that, we have glory in that. We have protection in that. We have power in that. We have gifts in that. And so what is your gift? Who are you? Who are you? So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up the line, and if there's anyone that would like to say anything, feel free to do so. If you do not have any questions, just keep your phone muted so that the listening audience will be able to go ahead and speak, okay? So I'm opening up the line. All right. So if there's anyone that would like to say anything at all, you can go ahead and do so. And remember, this is an open dialogue. You know, I'm pouring out, but you all have a space here. You have a safe space. So you can go ahead and you can, you know, share. If there's something you want to just chime in on, you're welcome to do so.
Hi, Chanel. It's Aisha. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome. First and foremost, I just want to say I'm just so thankful for how strong you sound today. I hear such a strength in your voice today that I know can only come from God. So I'm just thankful to our Father for him endowing strength upon you to allow you to declare his word and his promises to his people today. So I thank God for that. And I also thank God for you really talking about our roles and responsibilities. And as women, we tend to do that often. When somebody asks us, who are we? We say, I'm a mom, I'm a professor, you know, whatever our professional title is. You know, we'll go into our titles versus really saying who we are, and that's actually a declaration. And so we should start to declare who we are versus just saying our titles and our positions and our roles, because those could change overnight. Like you, of course, I know you know, because one of
Absolutely.
Your big titles just changed. And so we have to be able to declare who we are beyond our titles and our roles and our lives. So I'm grateful for you having that conversation. And God, and another way is that God is really casting all that down, because at one time, you know, with the church structure, we used to look up to like bishops and apostles and people
yeah.
with titles. But God is casting all of that down, and we are all equal in his sight, because now he's focusing on our heart and our obedience to him and all of that. Those titles really mean absolutely nothing to God. And so just really, it's a very good conversation to have right now, and I appreciate you bringing this up.
And I thank you for you know, saying everything that you've just said. It means a lot. And it's very beneficial to the audience as well. You know, again, we are in these trying times, and everything, you can feel like the whole world is against you, you know. And sometimes it's like that. But when you know who you are is when you can stand and walk boldly in who you are in God, you know. And that's very important. But there's a lot of people who don't even know who they are at all. And they're still trying to find their way, you know. some people don't have the title of a wife or the title of being a mother or any of those things. Mm-hmm. So what do they find themselves, you know, going to make them feel like they are somebody? So that's what, you know, I'm having these conversations for, because it's important for people to start thinking about that. Who am I outside of this stuff, you know, these titles? Okay, so you may have the riches. You might be a rich person. But a lot of times rich people are very, very depressed. And they don't even know who they are without all of what they have. And so I'm just grateful for you all being here. If there's anything anyone else would like to say, please do so. This is an open dialogue, so you can just chime in. Okay. So I'm going to read Jeremiah 31 and 3. You are God's love. The Lord appeared to us in the past. He said, I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. I have kept on loving you with a kindness that never fails. So again, we are loved. We are loved beyond the worldly type of love. If there's any brokenness in your lives, or we parents are gifted to us. They are temporary. So your parents are temporary, your families are temporary, but God is forever. He is internal. For infinity. And so it's important for us to understand that we are never alone and we are always loved on loving you with a kindness that never fails. So when you're feeling down, you know, or if you're feeling like you're just trying to figure it all out and you don't know where to go, I always say, seek the Lord and he will guide you. He will speak to you, but you have to be open to hear. You have to be open to receive. He's there, but he's waiting for you to allow him in. And I just take like talking to a friend, because he is a friend. He's a friend that is a forever friend. He is a father that is a forever father. Okay, so if there's anyone else that would like to chime in, you're welcome to do so. All right, so I just wanted to touch base on the key elements of who you are. Who you are a wonderful person, a resilient person. You were made, you were created with perfections, not imperfections. You are perfect in the sight of God. Who you are has been through some of the trials and the testimonies that you can say, I had this trial, but through the journey, it's now a testimony. And when you have a testimony, that means, guess what? You have a purpose. Your purpose is to share that testimony, because there's people who are hurting and needing someone to be able to hear their story so that they know that they're not alone. And so that's why I say, who are you? Who are you? Because who you are will reflect in what you're doing outside of the worldly things, but it's the purpose that God has set before us all. We all have something to live for. We all have a mission, an assignment for the Lord. But that takes being able to identify who you are within the Lord, within yourself. Okay, not what the world made you, not what your circumstance told you, not what your trials put you through. So I just wanted to reiterate again, you all, we are some wonderful people. We are powerful people. We were made in the likeness of God, and we are royal, okay? We have what it takes. We don't really need anything but God. And he will provide. He is our provider. He will give us everything we need. But it's time for us to know who we are. So I ask, who are you? Who are you? I will open it up for anyone that wants to say anything. You're welcome to do so. And if not, what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to pray us out. But I wanted to thank you all for being here today. This is just me sowing seeds. You know, you can process this when you hear it. Yes. Hello.
Chanel.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Chanel?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm so, just so happy and honored that you chose this day to speak about who you are. I believe that, you know, we go around in this world and we, you know, we think we, you know, develop this and we develop that and come to find out that we haven't done anything, especially, you know, without a purpose, you know, and the purpose of life is God, like you presented. I just want to thank you and to let people know it's okay. Maybe this day is set forth so that we could find out or they could find out who they are. You know, you opened up this platform, you know, with wonder, you know, and with, you know, admiration for the love of our Father, you know, the identity of him in us through him. And so, you know, we need to start looking spiritual because everything that you have talked about is a spiritual identity, you know, and it's the purpose that God has put us on this earth for him so that he could look down on us and enjoy what he has created and given us the ability to give love back because it's all about love. It's all about learning, you know, people and different things like that without the titles, without everything that you have mentioned. But I believe that this is something that whoever's listening is going to be on our hearts and minds today because we should be. We should literally try to find out who we are in Christ Jesus other than in the world. We know who we are in the world. Now let's find out who we are in Christ Jesus. Those who know that are believers and those who are coming in to become believers, we are sent here, you know, to guide you through. And I think that, you know, the experience of this world is definitely going to push you to find out who God really is and why, you know, have all this occurred. God is bringing everything into format. He's bringing everything back to himself. And so he wants us to be a part of this immaculate conception that he is going to give us. He said he's going to wake up the children. He's going to give them a spiritual power, you know, to see instead of not in the flesh, but to see in the spirit. So I just want to thank you for today. Thank you for your question. Who are we? Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you very much for speaking up and you know, because you touched on a lot of different things within our children, which is, you know, it's amazing. And also we need to know that, you know, we need to figure out who we are because those who are blessed to have children, they need to be able to do the same for their child. They need to be able to support and bring it out of their children as well. So, you know, I do thank you very, very much. And if there's anyone else that would like to speak or say anything at all, please do so. And if not, if you don't want to speak, just keep your phone muted so that there's no background noise. All right. Anyone else?
Chanel, okay. It's just Aisha again. I'm so sorry because your mom gets me all stirred up every time she starts ministering and speaking because she was just so on point with everything that she was saying, and it stirred up you know, the righteousness of God, you know, inside, and just that how much the world is looking to us for guidance, and here we keep looking to the world for guidance. And I think we get that flip-flop. The people of God tend to be trying to find our purposes and what we're supposed to be striving for and doing. We're looking to the world, but the world is looking to us. And so we do have to get in right standing with God, and so that we can be the light that God has called us to be. And as your mom was just speaking, the Lord put Romans 8:5-9 on my spirit. If I have your permission, may I read it?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it says that those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. Hear that. That the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. And so a lot of times we get frustrated because we're trying to live up to the world standards, and then we find ourselves being discouraged and frustrated and depleted and everything else. But that's not God's will for our lives, you know. So we are to seek Him and let the Spirit be our strength, our guide, and our spokesperson in all things, so that then we'll find our satisfaction. Then we'll find our purpose and our peace. We cannot do as the world does. And so we have to be careful that we're not looking to the world to establish our standard. Our standard is established by the Word of God, and which gives us our guidance and direction. So I just wanted to share that because your mom got me going.
Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. And thank you.
Amen.
And that is key, you know, because a lot of times we become frustrated, those who, you know, when you're growing, and I'm talking to those on every level. So there's people who are just walking into having a relationship with Lord, or just seeking Him, or trying to figure out who He is. You know, the world will throw all types of things to try to frustrate you and have you distracted and everything, you know, to make you feel like you're not worthy. And that's not the truth. So we bring truth here because we want you all to know that you are worthy. You know, you are worthy. But it takes taking the steps to open up, to see who you are, who the God, who the Lord is, and who He made you to be. You know, and I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to find out who you truly are and how amazing God is to love you before you even be. He loved us before we could love Him.
Amen.
He loved us first. And it's just a beautiful thing. And so, you know, like I said, when you endure, you know, life challenges and tribulations and things like that, you know, just always remember to seek God, but talk to Him every day and talk to yourself every day, and let yourself know who you are. Remind yourself of who you are in Christ. God created you. He is the most omnipotent, okay? He is the great I am. He created us all. He created everything. He created the universe. So just imagine if He made us in His own like image, how amazing and powerful and beautiful we really are, blessed we really are. We have all that we need. We are riches. But we have to know it.
You're absolutely right. Sorry, Chanel, because this just keeps getting more powerful and powerful. It truly is. The Spirit of God is just moving right here, because when I was speaking about, you know, finding out who we are, we have to start off as little children. We cannot come into this thing fleshy, grown-minded. You know, the Lord said, you know, bring the children unto me and do not hinder them, for such is the kingdom of God is theirs. And so God says, no matter the age, no matter how old you are, we are still children unto Him. Glory, hallelujah. Yes.
And it begins there because you have to milk before you get the meat.
Yes.
And there's no age limit. There's a lot of us who can't even imagine. We think we know this and we think we know that, but the only way you can truly know is to open up your word. Invite yourself back to God. Tell him you don't know who he is. Tell him you heard so much about him. Tell him that you want a purpose in your life. Because he's not going to remove us from here until we get that purpose, and that's him. He said, I am the great I am. He said to Moses, tell him that I am sent him. Touch him. Praise God. So we have to start with the beginning, the creator. Everything else is secondary. Everything else means nothing because nobody could come in and claim that you're God but God himself. We've made nothing. The Bible speaks of when God's kingdom comes down, when the new Jerusalem comes down, Revelation 21, when the new Jerusalem comes down, no man's hands have touched it. Everything on this earth, man has come about, destroyed it, and claiming nothing because nothing belongs to it. You can't take, you didn't bring it in. You can't take it out. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
When you start as a child mind, let's get our child mind back. We are children unto the Lord. There's no grownness in it. Let's go to Abba Father. Let's go to Abba Father and go to him like a child. Need your father.
Amen.
We need spiritual milking, and we need it now.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Father,
thank you.
God, for today.
Amen. Amen, amen. So if there's not anyone else, I'm going to... One more, if there's anyone else that would like to say anything, this is your time to do so. All right. I just wanted to thank you all for, taking part in this dialogue. It's greatly appreciated. I know that our listening audience will be blessed. I know that people who are going to come on here and hear this a day, a month, a year or so from now, guess what? We are planting seeds, and this is our job. This is a part of our purpose. And so I'm grateful to have you all on today, Aisha and Sandra, who is my mom. I love you all, and I thank you. It's good to have, praying, powerful people in your life, family and friends, and those that you don't even know. I mean, I have people I don't even know that God will just lay it on their heart to pray. And there's people out there that I don't know, and they're laid on my heart to pray. So, it's all about being obedient. But, again, as you seek the Lord and you gain that relationship, you will grow. You will grow. And so I'm just grateful, and I am honored to be his child. It's an honor to be his daughter, so I'm going to go ahead into prayer over everyone listening, my guests that are on today, and I just want to say, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for loving us so much that you allow us to come in the way we are. You meet us, Father God, where we are. You come for the sinners, Lord Jesus. You said you come for the sinners. And so, everyone falls short. So I don't want anyone to feel like they can't come before you because of their when they have fallen short for being a sinner. I just thank you, Lord. I ask for protection over my family, my friends, their children, and everyone connected to them. I pray over our schools. I pray over the coming and going of our children and our families as we come and go through this world, Lord. I pray for financial breakthroughs, spiritual breakthroughs, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being who you are. I'm so grateful. I am grateful, Lord. You know what needs everyone has, specifically, Lord, individually. So I ask that you meet them, Lord, that you give them what it is that they need. If it's your will, let it be done. I pray for prosperity, spiritual prosperity. I pray for love and favor and joy and peace, your peace, to everyone here right now and to everyone who's going to be listening, Lord.
Let the listening ears hear. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you all. I ask that you have a wonderful, blessed Sunday and a blessed week and weeks to come. This is Coach Chanel Budd on the Selfless Love Talk Show. Have a blessed day.
You too.